続きまして代表取締役社長エバチェンよりご説明申し上げます。
We'd like to have our CEO Eva Chen give further explanations.
For joining our analyst meeting, I think from Mahendra's presentation, not much comments about those numbers. But I think underneath those numbers, there are a lot happening in Trend Micro. And looking into the future, there's a lot going to happen.So please be patient and spend the next 30 minutes with me, and I will talk about what is the future, what is Trend Micro up to. And I think last year, the most important thing for Trend Micro was we revealed the Smart Protection Network, which is a cloud-based security. This is what we call protection from the cloud. And that was our major achievement last year. We actually, although the number isn't that satisfactory even to me, myself, but I'm pretty proud of our team that in such a turbulent year, we still able to keep to our target, execute to what we want to execute, and produce a growth result, a revenue number, a profit, and still able to distribute the dividend. I think it is... quite an achievement in a turbulent year like 2009. And 2010, we think there is a great opportunity for us. So today I will update you about what is our progress to the cloud. The first part is about Smart Protection Network, security protection from the cloud. So security, last year we say the reason we need to go to the cloud because the threat landscape already changed. Last year, when I first talked about this, we say every 2.5 seconds, there's a new virus that exists in the world. Today, it's about every 1.5 seconds, there's a new threat. So the threats continue to grow. And the series of the threats, if you read recently all those news about Google, why do they want to retreat from China, or this news, you know, those threats is getting more and more serious. And our Smart Protection Network, which designed to block these threats in the cloud, has been growing every day. Those are the numbers, the daily threats we block every day. Later on, I have more information about what is daily. But right now, you can see that every day, we block more than 4.5 million threats per date for our customer worldwide. And what's even more proud as a 21-year-old security specialist in this industry is Trend Micro Smart Protection Network was validated by National Security Lab that we provide the best real-world protection for real customers. This sounds maybe to financial people like, well, what's the big deal about this? But in security business, everyone was competing against something called detection rate. Detection rate, and every customer would just ask, why is your detection rate not up to here? But actually, that detection rate is a very obsolete thing because it's always comparing something, oh, already happened yesterday, right? Because they do a scan and then find who finds more viruses. But by the time you finish your scan, there's thousands of new threats already happening. And therefore, Trend Micro, when we talk about Smart Protection Network, this is a very, very important indicator. We need to let the whole security industry understand and change the way they measure antivirus product, the effectiveness. And NSS Lab, when they come up with this test result, we didn't even know. So it's not a funded test result. We didn't know. But they test the whole 17 different products and in a real world for three weeks, let the product run and how many threats they can block and every time when there's new threats, how effective the protection was. And Trend Micro come up with 96% protection rate. All the other vendors, the best one of them is 88%. So it's 10% different. If we just do like 1 or 2% better, we probably get lucky. But 10% differences, I think that is really major. It shows that the power of the cloud. And this information come out in Q4 is starting to finally get into the analyst, the power user. They start to understand maybe this new way is a better way for measuring security product effectiveness. And I believe in 2010, that wave was starting to go to the customer and really starting the big switch of the security business. And I'm very happy to, I don't know if you know about this organization called abtest.org. They usually do the virus detection rate report, and every time they will say, oh, this company's detection rate. So just last month, even this abtest.org finally starting to adopt this new testing methodology, and they have this result showing that Trend Micro would at real-time protection at the exposure layer means that we block the threat before it reached the end user. We are the highest one, 65%. That was an average score. So you can see even this avtest.org, which is traditionally the institution that measures the security product by detection rate, now is finally changing this testing method. So I think to do this revolution in antivirus business was very difficult, but we finally starting to see, because we need to first change the way people measure antivirus product, and then we can convince customer we are the best way, this is the best way, and then the user switch will start to happen. And I think we are on the right track on this measurement of antivirus product. And overall, the Smart Protection Network adoption. Right now, all our competitors are starting to talk about protection from the cloud, but Trend Micro already have this technology in all of our product. And the adoption here shows that you can see this trend is growing very fast. And right now, we have about 8.8 unique GUID, that is unique node. Usually, we have a smart protection server, so one server counts as one node, and we don't know how many users behind that node. So here we're just showing the momentum of smart protection network adoption is really growing very fast. And customers are adopting this smart protection network. They believe in protection from the cloud. Also, our IMHS, which is Interscan virus wall in the cloud, filtering the mail in the cloud. Also, the user, customer user is growing and it exceed our projection of our user growth and the customer seats growth. And we are seeing actually more customer with more seats means bigger customer are adopting this type of in the cloud mail filtering products. And in 2009, for the consumer product part, originally we have very high growth in the consumer product because of Best Buy and because of Dell bundle. But in 2009, we gradually don't have those growth for the consumer product. But here, I think we have some early success that we are coming back. You can see that in Best Buy, our unit share is coming back and now becoming number two again in the Best Buy. And also one of the things that I especially want to point out is that we are number one SKU in netbook. Everybody are using those netbooks smaller. Those are the high growth area for the PC market. And Trend Micro has a special SKU that specially designed for those netbook computer. And in the retail store, that SKU is number one. It has been selling together with those netbook. And I think that is a future trend. go to all those NEC devices and be there because of our smart protection network. We're able to be lighter, leaner, and faster on those NEC devices. So those are the 2009, and into 2010, I think our consumer product will be able to go back to the growth. And also here, we have a Dell SMB starting last month, starting to bundle Trend Micro's TIS, shipping to all the SMB customer base. So I think that is another possibility for us to grow our consumer product. And these are just two quotes from the customers that is using Smart Protection Network, from many, many, many quotes from our Smart Protection Network customer. They are saying that they see dramatic increase of the protection, much better performance, much easier to manage. So we believe this type of customer quote will continue to come in, and Smart Protection Network, I think, is the right investment that we did, and will continue to fill our core business, our antivirus business, into a growth year in 2010. But besides this, actually, I'd like to talk even more about this. Those smart protection network antivirus, that's our core business, and it's 21 years we already in that business. And you might ask, why is those operating expense increasing with all those old business? It's not increasing all the old business. Actually, Smart Protection Network help us maintain the margin. But please consider, inside Trend Micro, there is a small startup, very hot startup, that is booming in this company. And I'd like to introduce you to this startup company, inside Trend Micro. Different than our competitor like McAfee, their acquisition strategy is usually they wait until the market is mature, and then they spend $500 million, $600 million buying to that, right? Trend Micro's acquisition or technology, the way Trend Micro grow, we always spot the beginning of a big market trend. We invest our money. Sometimes we buy critical technology or critical company, but then we invest the money into those technology to brew them into the growth. So it's always like there is a startup inside the company. To me, if you spend $500-600 million, it shows on the balance sheet. For Trend Micro, because we invest the R&D inside, so it shows on the operating expense. But no matter where you spend it, it's investors' money. And we believe spending it in the operating income but generate the real growth by innovation is the way that we go. So for a startup company, how will we measure? What is the way to grow? What do you measure this startup company? So just an example, right? So a startup company say, I am going to provide everybody to search whatever information for free. And then I will make sure that on my homepage, there's no advertisement at all. At first, you might say, what is this? And this company is Google. That was what they do when they were a startup. And another company will say, I want to provide a place for the classmates to find each other and post their picture to find each other for free. And what is this company? Will you invest? But this company turned out to be Facebook. Another company that would say, we were just spending a lot of, I'm going to spend a lot of money and build a lot of server and allow people to upload all their video to share for free. Will you invest? But this company is YouTube. So I urge you, beg you, to think about, there is this startup company inside Trend Micro, and what we say is just, I don't know how big and how soon this revenue will come, but we will, we want to be, and we will be the leader in cloud security. We will be number one in cloud security. So you probably, in this point, you probably, I should tell you why we want to be number one in cloud security. How big is the market? You probably want to ask, how big is the market? How differentiated is your product? How good is your management team? Can you sustain this type of investment and become that successful company? So this startup company, the market we are in, the cloud, Gartner Group say it's going to grow into 100, God, I can't even pronounce that big number. It's a billion, $150 billion by 2013. And that growth rate is just enormous. Every place you go, you will see the government, the big enterprise, they are talking about cloud computing because that capability is going to switch the whole IT infrastructure. And actually, every time, if you look at Trend Micro's growth history, every time when there's infrastructure switch, that's where Trend Micro show up first and come up with new technology like server protect, like interscan, like scan mail for exchange, like web threat protection. Those are all at the change of the infrastructure. And this time, cloud computing is a real switch of the IT infrastructure. Very, very big. It changed how the ecosystem work. Like before, there's no such company called virtualization. But now there's a new layer called virtualization. And it's a big market called virtualization market. That will change the security business because virtualization has a new way to secure all these virtualized computer and server. And before, there's no such thing as net devices. The net device, the phone cannot connect to internet. But now, there's this market called 3G network that is going to connect very powerful net device that can connect to the cloud and receive all the information. And all those data can be stored in a shared storage in the cloud, like Amazon, like all these places, they share storage. So this infrastructure change will create a big opportunity for security. And therefore, there's four areas, four IT change that would require innovation from security vendors. Virtualization, 3G network and net devices, SaaS, PaaS, or this public cloud infrastructure, and in the further down, the new application, cloud computing application, that would require new type of application security also. So there's four areas that all require new security innovation. And that's what Trend Micro see. That's why Trend Micro are investing in to be number one, because right now there's no leader in this cloud security area. So you might ask, why Trend Micro? That management team, why can Trend Micro say we can be the number one in cloud security? You want to know this startup's background, right? Trend Micro not just come out and we just dream, I want to be number one in cloud security. Actually, for 5 years, we've been building the cloud by ourselves because of Smart Protection Network. So we are one of the very few companies that have the experience of building from ground up, knowing all this structure of virtualization, Hadoop, Edgebase, all this, each layer, and is building this cloud application from top down. Those experience that we accumulated enable Trend Micro have a very unique position to provide cloud security. And those cloud security, three things I would say, is what this Trend Micro's startup, Trend Micro 2.0, the startup, are focusing on. First one is virtualization security. And we already have the product, the best product in the world that doing virtualization security. We will start to, and to measure that, you can measure us on the revenue growth, quarter to quarter revenue growth on the virtualization security. The second one is 3G network. 3G network, all those net devices. How will we be presented on those 3G net devices? And I think we can, you can measure Trend Micro as how many points, how many net devices that Trend Micro has presented, has a presence on those devices. And the third one is cloud security, the sheer public cloud security. On that part, it's very early, but no leader, great opportunity. But right now, most important thing is to be the thought leadership. Who will be the thought leaders? Who, whenever you talk about cloud, public cloud security, which company will customer think about? So we want to be measured on that part as the thought leadership. So these are the three areas. I think the biggest one, market opportunity, virtualization. Every major corporation now have some virtualization project going on. And we find it very interesting is that usually if you say, oh, do you have security project? They say no. But those security budget actually is embedded in so-called virtualization project, infrastructure upgrade, or the infrastructure expanding. Those are the project code they were under. And inside those projects, there's an item that, because, for instance, if you have before, all the data center have a firewall and IDS, IPS in the front, and all the server behind it supposed to be safe, so there's no security agent on those server because those server won't move and they were protected by the firewall or the IDS, IPS. But once you virtualize that, that means that server can jump from one network segment to another network segment. Or sometimes because of electricity saving, this server can run in the daytime in Japan, but in the nighttime it goes to Iceland. So it moves. But every time those server move, you need to edit the firewall and the IDS rule. The security operation cannot keep up. That's why there's a unique, great opportunity about protecting those virtual server, and that market is growing very rapidly. Another one is virtual desktop. That is also another area that people are investing, and Trend Micro has very unique solution on those virtual desktop. So this is the Trend Micro product evaluated by some analysts about on the virtualization. I think there are some startup, some established player, but Trend Micro's product is the only one that across the board provide the best protection. And already in this product, we have several of the customer that was using this virtualization very early, but it's very important customer, such as Workstream. They were protecting their HR, and we have the hospital, and also we have the name I cannot say it, but there's a major retail store in U.S. across the whole company. They were doing virtualization, and because of PCI compliance reason, they install and deploy Trend Micro's deep security on all those servers. These are some of the success cases that we already have in the virtualization environment. And on this area, because the selling channel of this new virtualization security is different channel, so we have new alliances that are working on this. One of the alliances, Wipro, because they are a company that would help people build the infrastructure. So they establish a center called Center of Excellency, standardized on Trend Micro's deep security product. So whenever they do the virtualization infrastructure project with customer, they will design in Trend Micro's deep security. So that is Wipro's alliances. And we also have very close alliances with VMware and their vSafe, all those API, go to market. And actually, if you go to like Australia or US, the VMware salespeople will openly tell you that they recommend Trend Micro's product on their platform. That's the go-to-market alliances very closely. And We are very aggressively hiring and training all those new salespeople that can work in this environment and also recruiting the VMware channel because they are the different channel than current channel. So that's our alliances going forward. So this is just the trend that you can see. Right now, like I say, it's like a startup. The revenue, every dollar, means a validation of that market. The dollar amount may be small, but the momentum and the way that we approach that market is more important at this stage. So Trend Micro, I will start to report all these virtualization specialties, revenue, the cloud-based protection for the cloud type of revenue every quarter and measure us on the quarter-to-quarter growth of this new type of solution. Now, 3G network, I think the important security implication is more data are stored on these 3G devices. And therefore, now is the time that you have a small agent, if you can have a small agent there, and you can starting to explore all the opportunity with those net devices. So this is some of the deal that we did with all these 3G devices, including like ASUS. They are famous for EPC, and we shipped our product in there. We have Instant On. It's like the BIOS. It's almost like a BIOS. Before the Windows load up, there's a BIOS that do Instant On. It shipped with almost all the small netbooks, and we have Trend Micro protection in that Instant On. And we have Linksys, Dell, SMB, I talk about this. These are all the numbers, all the net devices that Trend Micro has a presence in that device. You can think of all this touch point. This touch point is almost like advertisement. We have the chance to present Trend Micro's image from these net devices. And if we count them all together, this is about 122 million impression that customer can see Trend Micro. I think that is the best way to do advertisement without spending a lot of money buying the Super Bowl advertisement. So that's our global touch, and we continue to increase that touch. Also, just last month, globally, we launched the hosted client for the small business, and this I think it is a great opportunity to expand the small business coverage. So this is the growth of the user, just very early, but hosted client is what the small business starting to want. They say, I don't have a server, I don't want to manage all this, so please host it, all this desktop security for me. And that's Trend Micro's desktop SaaS revenue and customer growth. So this one, global launch, is just this month, just happened. So last one is the public cloud, a very, very interesting technology. And actually, I never saw such a great reception from the ISP and from the major big corporation. This is about shared storage. When people do virtualization or when they rent the computing power from the ISP, everybody actually sharing the same storage space. And like HP, they were promoting the so-called virtual storage. This is the concept. But shared storage has one big problem, which is one, there's compliance law about data segregation. Your finance department, R&D department, I should separate these two data storage. But because of that separation, the cost is very high. If they can put them together, the cost saving is huge. And therefore, Trend Micro provide this very special encryption method that will enable people, the customer will have the key, but the data can be shared on the storage. This is different than the whole disk encryption like what McAfee was doing, because whole disk encryption in this shared storage, there's no disk. Whose disk is this? You cannot use whole disk encryption to do that. And it's different than file encryption, because file, this is distributed file system everywhere. Where is that file that you want to encrypt? Trend Micro's unique technology called identity-based encryption means every data that generated by this computer or this person is encrypted with your special key, and therefore this can enable people to use the shared storage. This technology, just yesterday, a major ISP in UK was piloting it. Usually, this type of new technology, ISP will say, see me five years later. But this time, they actually were piloting the technology. And these are some of the early power for user analysts. When they see this type of data center security, they say, this is really cool. I never thought Trend Micro can come up with this type of security. And they say the data center security is really one of the analysts, Gartner analyst in a cloud computing symposium. He actually tell all the audience, about 500 CIO, he say, if you are considering cloud computing, please look at Trend Micro solution on the security side. So this is like cross the chasm before you need to influence the visionary, and the visionary are taking up about this data center security. So in conclusion, I just want to say our core business with Smart Protection Network, we're still growing. Moderate scope grow, but I think in 2010, we can grow better with Smart Protection Network. Right now, we are investing in this startup with our own money, not just acquisition money. And this startup is in a very hot market. Cloud computing is the hottest market right now, and we are in the area that no leader is there, that is cloud security. And Trend Micro has a very differentiated, unique product in that area. And Trend Micro has a very good experience, very solid management team experience in developing this type of security. And finally, this startup has very steady cash flow, and they even still pay dividend, right? Very, very little startup will pay dividend. So I think it's a very unique combination of Trend Micro 1.0 and Trend Micro 2.0. Trend Micro 1.0, we just received the recognition by the Corporate Knight. They announced at the Davos World Economy 100 Global 100 Most Sustainable Company, and Trend Micro is one of them. Global 100 Most Sustainable Company. But at the same time, we were selected by CRN Magazine and called Trend Micro as one of the coolest cloud company in the world. This unique composition of the coolest cloud startup with Global 100 Most Sustainable Corporation, I think we are in a very unique, great position. So that's what Trend Micro is up to, and I think 2010 definitely will be better than 2009. Thank you very much.